The Silence is Deafening by Sheila Zelinsky. Someday when the historians are sifting through the ashes of what once was the Free West, they will discover that a resounding silence is what caused its demise. My friend Steve Quayle has a term for most of today's pastors, the pukes in the pulpit, and I could not agree more. And I think Steve might agree with me that it's high time that the church grew a backbone. The pervasive plethora of weak and gutless, insecure people pleasers hiding behind their 501c3 churches deserve to be carried out of their churches and strung up for the most egregious travesty in North America today, an unwillingness to preach the Word of God. Instead of boldly proclaiming the gospel, these politically correct, gutless wimps cower. They don't want to offend anyone. They avoid calling sin a sin. Homosexuality is substituted with the softer-sounding lifestyle choice. Abortion is replaced with the freedom of choice. And the endless list of abhorrent euphemisms goes on to the point of nauseam. Instead, these spineless weasels preach what people want to hear. They replace repentance with dreams of the good life. Yet Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head, and all but one apostle was martyred. Dying daily, taking up your cross, suffering and sacrificing have been superseded with name it and claim it. This generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of unbelievers. The famed 19th century revivalist and major contributor to America's second Great Awakening, Charles Finney, said the following: "If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, the pulpit is responsible for it. And if the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. And if the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it." And I believe Finney was absolutely dead on. The truth is that today's pastors, churches, and religious leaders have been shamefully silent on a fervent all-out war on Christianity. The widespread persecution of Christians worldwide, along with the vehement extirpation of true Christian values, is grotesquely sickening. Christians are being slaughtered, tortured, raped, and beheaded in droves. And instead of these atrocities consuming the pews of the churches in the West, it's crickets chirping. That's right. The silence is deafening. The land of the free is being pillaged and plundered. The once home of the brave is spiraling out of control toward a crash and burn scenario. The maniacal globalists are ramping up their agenda in a full-out rush towards tyranny, yet candy cane churches are in a cotton candy coma. And while the DC miscreant are selling us out faster than Al Sharpton can spell racism, the pulpit does nothing. Unscrupulous charlatans have created the largest spying, surveillance, and draconian state in the history of mankind, and no one bats an eye. Good old Dianne Not-So-Feinstein and Nasty Pelosi and their gun-grabbing cronies expunging the right to self-defense? Our right of privacy has been fervently extirpated, and yet these neutered devils in the pulpit remain in kumbaya mode. Where is the church in all of this? Where has the church been while these hedonistic hucksters ubiquitously usurp our rights? Busy churning out politically correct, let's not offend anyone, light and fluffy motivational speeches to their dumbed and numbed, empty-headed congregations. Where are they on the right to self-defense, the right to own property, the right of privacy and security in our own homes and cities? Where are these pastors when it comes to self-determination and personal liberty, which were built on moral and fundamental tenets of biblical law? While our continent expeditiously morphs into the Fourth Reich in a satanically induced hellish meltdown, you'd think that Christians by the millions would be in a fervent uproar descending upon their leaders like a swarm of mad locusts. And yet, where are they? And while the world goes to hell in a handbasket, the penultimate focal point of these pew-cladded plebeians is to do nothing. All hail the Colgate-smiling mega-preachers and their pulpit-permeating decadent degeneracy. Will the church in the West be galvanized to step up to the plate when it counts? How many more beheadings will we tolerate? How much more butchering of our brethren will we put up with? How much longer will we put up with fake news, fake headlines, and fake pastors? How long will we shrug off pedophilia? How much more moral decline does it take for the church to grab a backbone? The rule of life promulgated in the gospel is precisely that of the moral law. These things are expressly affirmed of the truth of faith, of the truth of the gospel, yet the shameless complacency and the sluggish apathy of the North American pulpit is the exact reason why we're in the dung heap that we are. And the silence is deafening.